Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey, yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, 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 it's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common, you know how we do, you know what I mean? Screwball Radio, get in tune, baby. We out here, let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet, Eric Mossberg, and Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wouldn't Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Yeah, 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 Screwball Radio. Wuhan, we on deck. Another episode.
What's the word,
E?
What's the deal, my man? Episode 146 underway. Happy to be on board with you guys for another Saturday.
For sure, man. Definitely a little run down from last night, but I'm good.
Yeah, man. First day, I think it's the first day of the fall, I believe. And the weather's nice for the fourth change, first and foremost. And from the looks of you things that happened yesterday, you guys killed it last night. You care to give everybody a brief rundown of how it went?
Man, just, you know, historical, you know what I'm saying? Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop with other legends, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Blase Blah. Shout out Craig G. Shout out K-Solo, Nikki D, Ultra Magnetic MCs, Special Lab, Rap. What up, what up?
My bad, my bad. Beautiful night last night. Continue.
You know, it was just historical. You know, a lot of guests was in the building. You know, Cole did his thing, bodied that shit.
I ain't
probably the hardest.
Too, man. Did you see you saw G Rap?
Nah. I left. You know what I'm saying? I left before the night was over. But I know he came out, he did his thing. I've seen some clips. Shout out my man DJ Mike Nice. You know, he was with him.
Yeah, done.
It was dope, you know. Just the whole night.
Yeah, man, you missed a good night, man. Yellow M&M, you gotta get your ass out the sticks.
Yeah, man. Y'all can tell, man, y'all, it was a lot of legendary people on board. I know y'all killed it.
Yeah, no doubt. Go to work real quick, you know?
Definitely Poe had the most hardcore set. The most hardcore set. Fuck all you bitch ass niggas. That's ain't none of those songs they were spitting was anything close to that hardcore shit, man. For real.
Yeah, Blasey did his thing. Craig G did his thing.
Yeah, Craig G a monster. K Solo a monster. Much respect to the queen, Nikki D. You know, she's been holding it down for a long time.
They doing the show tonight out there, man.
Yeah. Tonight is Nice and Smooth, Schooly D. Today's part two of the event.
Yeah, it's coming down. I was just watching college football. He fucking Big Daddy Kane. Big Daddy Kane during the halftime show. And they cut his mic off.
Oh, what college?
Oh. HBCUs.
How they cut his mic off?
Oh. Kane's been having some bad luck these days on the mic.
Yeah,
this man still was trying to interrupt them, and now this.
I mean, you know,
because
yeah,
he was doing smooth operator. He was doing smooth operator. He did the first verse, and he started the second verse, and the fucking mic went off like they deaded him.
Yeah, I don't know if he was supposed to only have a certain amount of minutes on stage, but you know, he can't be doing that to performers, man.
But he got no choice.
Unless it was technical difficulties, but even still, man, like that shit shouldn't happen. That shit shouldn't happen.
Yeah, them football games be packed, man. 100,000, 70,000, 50,000 people.
We can thank Coach Prime for that, man. Coach Prime bringing a lot of those numbers up. Like he brought the interest to a lot of these
don't
college
play
games.
Tonight. They play tonight, right?
I believe so.
I think they play today. Colorado.
Yeah, I want to shout out. Before we go more, I just want to shout out the Grand Wizard Theodore. The Spinning Poet set.
Oh, word,
did a
word.
Job with it.
Time, word.
You know, he's legendary. He don't get mentioned too much, but Grand Wizard Theodore is one of the pioneers of the DJs. You know what I'm saying? Definitely was an honor.
Definitely. King Sun. Saint King's Son and shit outside. The niggas wild still.
Yeah,
he's
DJ
like, yo, we was
Jack
the only niggas going at niggas back in the days, yo. Me and you was the only niggas going at niggas back in the days. Then I remember, yeah, he's on that Ice Cube, right? That nigga was starting
shit. Yeah, he went at Ice Cube. He went at Tupac.
Yeah, he wanted all the smoke.
I thought Paul was a big dude. And when I met King Sun, he like tower over Paul. I'm like, damn, like just
King
monster.
King Sun, my man. Big Eric that threw the show, he's a big monster too.
Yeah, monsters, man. Just monsters. shout out Caravan.
Man,
yeah, nah, you don't get it with that. Shout out Terra Van Poole, he was in the building. Shout out Immortal Technique, he was in the building.
Word.
as
it was a good hip hop
man.
Yeah, shout out MDF, you cool brother. Yeah, for sure. Shout out Thelma from Good Times. Poet had was drooling next. Yeah, Paul drooling next to her.
I was in her ear. I was like, "Yo, you married? You married yet?" She's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Where you from?" "He's from Brooklyn." He's a lucky nigga. She gave her a pound. She was laughing at her. So.
Yeah, shout out Bernadette Price. She was in the building. Rest in peace, Sean Price.
It was a good night, man. Even though fucking Wu-Tang was at Madison Square Garden, he still had a nice crowd in there.
Yeah, it was, you know, it started to pack out towards, you know, when I left, it was starting to pack out. I don't think Kool G Rap was there yet.
Unless he went, came in and went straight downstairs. Unless he came in and went right downstairs or something.
Now, when we was leaving, my man, my brother Lowe outside, Mike, DJ Mike Nice, that's who he was waiting for, was Kool G Rap. He wasn't there yet.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay,
he's
dope.
Yeah, the funny shit. Yeah, the funny shit is, you know, before me and Poet bounced, I was, you know, when I first met Poet, it was there. At SOB's. You know?
Close.
And I pointed at him at the deli across the street. Like, you remember that deli? And we just started laughing. You know what I'm saying?
It's a good fucking night, man. Good looking bomber came through with the music for me. If you ain't come through with the motherfucking hard drive, flash drive, I'm just fucked up.
Nah, you would have been good. You just would have had to send them the link. But, you know, with them having their programs open, and I don't know how that would have went. But, you know, I
played some beats. I had them play beats, different beats, and good songs to them beats.
Yeah, I had to come out. Poet rocking, I'm coming. You know what I'm saying? Schoolboy got to be in the building. Schoolboy got to be in the building.
Yeah, man. Shout out my nigga Nico Diamond. Came through, him and the Queen. Had a good night, man. Lord.
Yeah, definitely dope. You gotta come to New York one time, man.
Definitely in the bucket list.
Yeah, come out here and get your hair cut. Stop getting them bowl haircuts where they put a bowl over your head. Cut this.
But one thing I want to touch on too, man, is what the fuck happened to Aaron Rodgers? How the Giants go out like that? You know, it was just bad. I mean, glad the Jets won, but ain't looking good for Aaron
Rodgers.
They
got a rough road ahead.
Yeah, for real.
These gentlemen right there, they were thinking they were going to stick around, but now that may kill the confidence of the team.
Nah, never. Never. They just got finished the game like they finished that one. They finished on top. So 22-16 over the Bills. Everybody
was that was a good win, man.
Top.
That was a good win.
You saw the last play, the run back?
Yeah.
That was dope. And shout out Industries TV. Shout out Digital. You know, they was holding
Digital.
With the visuals, you know. You know, they recorded everything. I was playing the back. I didn't want to be all up in the front.
Had a good time, man, for real. What's
going
on?
Yeah,
the coach was represented in true fashion, man. Salute to you guys. But what's going on in the world today, man, appeared to me that, you know, the GOP is bragging about getting the W, man. They saying that they got the Hunter Biden indictment on the gun charges. So they're taking a victory lap at the moment.
Oh, man. That's about Frank's right there. That's it right there. That's a fucking bologna sandwich.
What I want to talk about, I don't know if y'all saw this, but Kim Jong-un went and visited Russia and was, like, inspecting all of their shit, all of their weapons. And I was like,
yeah,
damn.
They need a little help.
They got him over there?
Yeah, them niggas want to team up. America tell them niggas you better not fuck with them. But America ain't tough like me. That's one thing about Trump. When he was in there, Kim Jong-un, he says some shit about America. He said, if you threaten America again. See, when Trump was in there, he's like, yeah, if you threaten us again, I'm fucking reduce that shit to fucking smithereens, yo, some shit. He's like, yo, the niggas ain't say that
else. They're going to resort to the ashes.
Yeah.
One thing about Trump, bro, they do, yo, this nigga is crazy.
Yeah, he ain't afraid to push that button, man. He ain't afraid to push that button. For sure, for
sure.
A lot of people
going against Biden, man. But they don't see it, man. They don't see the whole setup. Like Biden getting a raw deal. The mayor of New York getting a raw deal. I don't know how we're going to solve this motherfucking immigrant problem.
You see how the Biden administration ain't even getting involved in the gas situation. You see how gas just spiked like 30 cents? Actually, 40, it actually spiked like 40 cents. It spiked. It was 347 last week. This shit is 387 now. And they ain't getting involved with it.
And he said yesterday he vowed to cut the gas prices. I'm like, okay. So we need
action. When I woke up this morning, news was saying that they are not getting involved in it. If Trump was in office, we'd be paying $2 gas right now.
Hell yeah, because he fucks with Russia, he fucks with, he deals with people that motherfuckers don't want to deal with. People look at like dictators and shit.
Make them allies, so to speak.
But how they trying to fucking impeach fucking Biden, though? For nothing. Them niggas in there just fucking around with this shit, man.
I mean, they probably looking at it like he ain't really doing nothing for us. You know, that's probably why they did it that way.
What's
and
better?
Son doing crooked shit.
Him? Would you rather have
none of them better?
Yeah.
Ain't none of them better. You know, we know that. But we need somebody that is gonna help us. You know, help us people, taxpayers. It ain't even youth. It's not even youth. It's common sense. We need somebody that got common sense. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how they gonna stop this shit, son.
You got all these migrants coming in, and I ain't got no problem with migrants because this country raised on migrants. I don't got no problem with them, but they got to have a better solution on how to deal with it. You know what I mean? They got to come up with ideas, you know, that's going to help the taxpayers, you know, like MTA prices. Like just to get on the train is going to go up 15 more cents. Like, why are they doing that? With all
the
construction they've been
doing?
First,
they got to stop the border, man. They got to stop the fucking at the border, man, where they coming in at, you know. That's got to be really fixed. Then they got to have a plan. Like, I think they should fucking get involved with the fucking countries those people are fleeing from and go over there and regulate them countries, man. If they scared, then we're going to come over there and protect y'all. Fuck it. We ain't everybody else's business. Why not go to their fucking, just go to Mexico and just go to Venezuela. Let's go to all them countries they fleeing from and clean it up for them.
I mean, at the end of the day, what they need to do is start paying more. Companies need to start paying more. Things, you know what I'm saying? Like, instead of raising taxes, they should raise income. You know what I'm saying? These people coming into the country, get them a job. You ain't got to put them on public assistance right away. Get them a job.
They're trying to do that right now. Get them a work papers so they can be able to work. That's a problem.
Yeah, if they got a trade, if they know a trade, put them to work in that trade. You know what I'm saying? That way they could, you know, if those people come here and start making money, that's good for our economy. Because they're going to spend money. They're going to send money back home, but they still got to spend money to live here. And those are more people that are coming to live here that are spending more money. So the economy should go up, you know? They should bring the prices down, pay people more, let the people pay more, earn more. People that earn more and have more money to play with is going to buy more. So the economy will boost. But if they're making money and everything's expensive, they're going to buy little. And the economy is just going to flatline because nobody's going to be spending money.
First, you got to find some place for them to go.
We got 50 states, man. We got 50 states here in the U.S. Actually, we got Hawaii. You know, Hawaii's not on here, but here we got 49 states.
The states, remember that when they first started, right, the mayor of Florida, DeSantis, he the one that started that shit. Oh, since y'all want to be a sanctuary state in New York, I'm busting them over to y'all. Make sure you know, mad motherfuckers is coming over here. So they did that slick shit, yo. Like certain states they're not going to no more. They sending them to all the sanctuary, everybody that's for the immigration. All right, then you deal with them. Oh, you was for immigration, you was for the shit. All right, we're going to send them to your hood. We sending them to your state. All the blue states.
I understand that, but if they just, like, look at California. California, you know they be bringing immigrants in because when you go to California, you know, it's a lot of Mexicans, a lot of Salvadorians, a lot of Ecuadorians, a lot of Hondurans. Like, a lot of people that come from South America in L.A. Same here, same in Atlanta. Same in North Carolina, but if they just split up the people and send certain amounts certain places, we won't have that big rush of people. They need to just be smart about it. And yeah, they coming from different countries, but they're human beings. They're human beings. We're all human beings. We should all be helping. It don't matter what part of the world we come from, we should be helping. If we could send billions of dollars to Ukraine, how come we not sending billions of dollars to these other countries? How come we not helping these countries? That way they don't have to send them here. Because if we helping them, they don't got to be sent here.
And still sending money over there.
Yeah, they just approved another couple of billion.
They need to send some of them to Ukraine. They could go to Ukraine and help build Ukraine. They could send these people to Ukraine and have them help build over there.
Now, while Russia's still bombing this shit.
They sent $600 million this month.
Well, I need a million, man.
Shoot.
Send me a million.
Within this month alone, they sent on the 5th, they sent $125 million. On the 6th, they sent $1 billion. And on the 7th, they sent $600 million. Man, we need a piece of that.
You got me out here playing lotto, kid. I'm out here playing lotto, and they giving millions away.
And they tell, and with a blanket face, they telling you, there's no money to fix nothing here. That shit crazy.
Word, man.
Yeah, they got us on the budget. Meanwhile, you know, they sending most of our money that we could be fixing here. Like I said, people need help. Countries need help. I get it. But we need help too.
That's what's going on with these strikes out here, man. Like, you got the auto, you got the people in the auto departments going on strikes.
Yeah, the government about to shut down. They're going to shut the government down if by the 31st, if they don't finish fucking negotiating shit, government going to be shut down.
The UPS workers went on strike. They got their little bonus. They can make X amount of money, not a cause. You know, the builders of the cars, they on strike.
They about to do this shit right now when holidays are coming up.
I mean, you know they do that. It's all strategically planned, man. But like I said, man, they just need to... They need to be for the people, man. You got fucking Kamala Harris throwing hip-hop parties at her mansion and shit. That shit ain't helping the fucking people. What the fuck is wrong with y'all over there? How the fuck the fucking vice president is having hip-hop 50 year anniversary parties? And you know all them people got paid.
I can't feed them with breakbeats. I can't feed them with breakbeats, man. I need my coin, man.
Like, seriously, man. Like, How the state's in crisis and you throwing fucking parties at your house?
They tone deaf to, they tone deaf to the people. That tactic probably would have worked 10 years ago.
You know, that's just, they just not taking in consideration what's going on. You got Fat Joe popping up, giving them sneakers and shit. That bitch don't give a fuck about your sneakers, man.
He been running around giving out sneakers for a long time, man. Niggas still ain't rocking them shit.
Nah, I seen Crazy Leg. Shout out Crazy Leg last night. He had the TS Uptowns on. I thought that was dope, you know. But if she not helping us, why the fuck you giving her shit? She don't give a fuck about us. There would have been changes.
I don't know what she's doing, man. What is she doing?
She's throwing parties.
You got a black ass out of the pumpkin.
You had Lil Wayne there. Yeah, everybody was there.
If you're gonna throw a hip hop party, make it for artists that you know that's on the come up, that's really speaking against the establishment. Like, put their prayers and most definitely.
She don't know
there.
No
like,
fucking
that
hip-hop.
She shouldn't even be doing that. It don't even have to be that. Like, at least let the money that's earned go to the inner city communities. You know what I'm saying? Do something that benefits the inner cities. You throwing this big event, and you paid all these rappers, but none of it benefited the inner cities. From New York to Baltimore to Chicago to L.A., ain't none of that shit benefiting nobody but the party goers. They get to watch a dope show of what they think is dope.
Yeah, it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's gonna be crazy looking at it a few more years.
Yeah. Yeah, they tone deaf to what the people want and their total needs. Because that tactic would have, what I call it, the Bill Clinton saxophone hustle. Now, you know, where you grab on black people's heartstrings and, you know, you get your votes right there. But people are really in pain out here, man. Like, they suffering. Like, inflation is really pummeling a lot of people, and they ain't really trying to hit Lil Wayne and Common right now, unless they breaking the bag over here to the community, like you said.
Yo, first of all, if you take care of your community will take care of you.
there, man. They ain't from no fucking community. Where's she from?
She not from no community. But
crazy,
that's what's wrong. That's what's wrong with politicians. Is the politicians don't think about the communities, the inner cities. They think about suburban places.
Yeah, that's
but
money.
The inner city is where the people spend the most lucrative money. People in inner cities, you know, they got the big TVs in their house.
Nah, niggas in the suburbs, man, they buying houses and cars. Niggas in the city buying items, regular fucking, like you said,
that's
TVs.
What I'm saying is, yeah, they buying all the bullshit. They got all the sneakers. They got all the clothes. They got all, you know, all the games that could be out there. You know, they just spending money that, you know, they shouldn't even be spending. You know, in the hood, people going to the Chinese restaurant every other day. They eating out all the time in the hood. Ain't nobody cooking. And not everybody having home-cooked meals in the hood. They buying out every day.
It's cheaper to buy out these days. That's the funny shit.
They ain't going food shopping and they just buying food every day.
Yeah, find out when Prime played, man. When fucking Deion's team played, man.
He played 10.
What time?
10 o'clock.
Damn,
he's prime time
10?
For real. Yeah, he's prime time for real, man. Straight up. He
that
really
must be
drawing
a
them numbers.
Yeah,
he must be in
time zones.
Yeah, they in where? They what is that? What, they like 3 hours difference, 2 hours difference? Yeah. So when it's 10 here, it's 8 o'clock there. So.
Okay. Sounds more like it.
The prime making them mad out there, man. He's pissing a lot of people off.
What time they playing?
Let me look that up right quick.
What channel?
It might be ABC or ESPN. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, it's going to be on ESPN.
So. Yeah,
I know we got some music for the people, right? Yes, sir. Sir, we got some heat to hit with y'all, man. And anybody want to chime in and talk to us, chop it up? The number is 516-531-9596. Let's give them that music. We'll be right back with y'all. If y'all was at the show last night and want to chime in on what was your best moment, hit us up. 516-531-9596.
Let's go.
Get it.
We ain't gonna never die, we ain't gonna never die. I'm an icon in real time. Why'd I wait this long? Let's fix something in my ear, mom. We ain't gonna never die. We ain't gonna never die. I'm a... Yeah. We ain't gonna... Die. Icons in real time. Why did I wait this long to let y'all in my ill mind? I think the hate was strong, so I went to a chill vibe. Could never say goodbye. I let my skill cry, let my soul bleed. Inside a rose, wearing rosaries. Homie, I love the new and why, cause I'm the new and why and the old and why at the same time. I always hit the last shot when it's game time. That Jordan Kobe Braun talk, take a long walk. You might start to understand what I'm putting on for. I left more flows and Pro 2 sessions than you ever thought of with old school methods. But what you hearing is the present day. Over breaks and samples of New York and WA. The brand new NAS and Wayne. Don't threaten me with a good time, we here to stay. Nasty, they don't make them like me. Mask up, all black like a poo shite.
swoop through. I'm like Detroit Red in a zoot suit. Loose screws, any great challenges, I find a loop through. Loopholes, why they treat me so bad, Club Nouveau. Damn, the times we living in is crucial. This my Tom Cruise flow. Top Gun, they too slow. Computers ain't fast enough to keep up with nasty, cuz we ain't gonna never die. 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 Icons of real time. Icons of real time. We ain't gonna never die.
Stepping on pythons, spitting that cayenne. Eat you like Zion, peeking at the skyline. Reaching for the stars like I'm reaching for the pylon. I think you on the sideline, you need to walk a fine line. Need to read the guidelines instead of reading the timelines. Where everybody like line, nobody flow like mine. I'm sunning these niggas, got me coaching niggas like prime. Tongue, I never bite mine, got dough like Taekwondo. To spend all this money, I'ma have to spend a lifetime. You broke, can't even buy time, just throw niggas a lifeline. No money on my mind, and I be on your wife mind. I hit her with the pipe bomb, then pass it down the pipeline, but actually we quite fine. Diamonds on me sparkling and splashing like some white wine. They love me in the nighttime, they hate me when the light shine. Shots I got 100, and problems I got 99. Boo got it by Ryan, take off with no flight time. Babbage on the passenger side, she don't even like flying. Booty soft as nightline, you niggas smart as my crime. I got a black Nina that get nasty as a white blind. Low credit, high crime, open mind, tight rhymes. When they hit my lines, these rappers gotta catch up like Hines. Weezy and my slime knives, ain't nobody like eyes. Like bygones, gotta let icons be icons. Hi mom.
Hi mom. Hi mom. Hi mom.
You can turn the sound and you can turn the sound and you can turn the sound. Cause he say goodbye when he never. Relax on, relax on, relax on.
A New York City minute is faster than anything in the motherfucking world. This that D-Block, yeah.
Fuck is you talking about? Nothing to talk about. Catch me at the dealer, my nigga, back at the Porsche route. Playing dipset, dipset, dipset. Wife, you flipping on me like, nigga, you ain't shit yet. I be in the mix, on the grind, for the big checks. Karma can't find me, how I know? I ain't wigs yet. Rainy nigga, ask a rat nigga, where the pigs at? I don't give a fuck, I know I come with the Big Mac. Revolver in case of jam on me. I don't eat swine, my nigga, so go ham on me. I've been waiting for you to leave. You the frog, I'm the gator that's waiting right in the street. I'm a crocodile, you a crock of shit. Gonna leave you holy, my nigga, call it apocalypse. Yeah, that's that, and that block shit. Weird, cause my dick get hard when that Glock kick. Got immunity, got experience. New York City, top of the pyramid. Top of the food chain, top of the empire. On top of the world, my niggas been fire. Got immunity, got experience. New York City, top of the pyramid. Top of the food chain, top of the empire. On top of the world, my niggas been fire.
Can't lie, shit is great. Wrist still whipping straight. Kim, she the duster, done. I let her lick the plate. That's what I call a dinner date. Huh. The rest go on the NS. Seventh, I did the Rangers. Eighth, I did the Wraith. Lennox ain't no telling by 85 different plates from 25 different states. Ain't my birthday, I'm getting cake. Heron is like the Migos. Homie, I get it straight. Yeah, yeah, let's get some straight in there. Where do the paper end? Never. Get my pink hat, I make it great again. Assalamu alaikum to my no-bacon friends. Y'all watch me take these boys, homie, and make amends. I don't make amends. I don't fake pretend. Look, I'm way too old, homie, to make some friends. Making ends meet, nah, I be making ends. Ukanubaku, dog food, I'll take a 10.
Got immunity, got experience. New York City, top of the pyramid. Top of the food chain, top of the empire. On top of the world, my niggas been fire. Got immunity, got experience. New York City, top of the pyramid. Top of the food chain, top of the empire. On top of the world, my niggas been fire.
Here, have some sardines.
I don't want any sardines. Sardines, sardines.
Yeah.
fuck I'm talking about. Yeah.
No question, I will flow off and try to get the door.
Yeah. Product pusher, dollars piling, I'm a politician. What's a pilot without a mission when the clock is ticking? I need it all now, fuck a commission. The rap game is a tramp, and I'm fucking her in different positions. I'm not with the chat and I'm with the chicken. About to send a package back out to Switzerland. 16 zipping, I'm in the field, cow tipping. On the red carpet, style dripping. Woke up a dead marker with wildism. I put alchemy to the algorithm. It's no documents of the miles driven. I was once the big trouble in Little China. Time is fetty, but still I'm up in this vagina. Rhymes is deadly, crime heavy like cholesterol on the heart. It's no tuition needed for the test. Kick my feet up cause I'm blessed. Culture freedom, it got me fresh. Now let the beat address the rest like.
No question, I will flow off and try to get the door. No question, I will flow off and try to get the door. No question, I will flow off and try to get the door. No question, I will flow off and try to get the door.
Slick talk, one takes the drumless versions. My new juju, three car Molly, pick a hand, got him. We used to Cuban link it with the tan Wallys. Now it's Sirachis and Air Maxes, anchovies, no relation to pizza. My ghostwriter is reefer, rolled in the leaf, I'm pumping Mona Lisa through the speakers. Who's the teacher? Who's the master? Who's the feature? PA medallions through this classic, this one's a keeper.
Yeah.
For all the times that I never had it. Let this be the theme, millions of streams. We back collabing, scientific as magnets. My first hand-to-hand was sponsored by a check from Carl's Jr. To flip 100 times was primitive planning. I blew it, back to the music. I always came back to it, let's do it. From Jack the Rapper to the House of Blues, yeah. It's about the dudes, yeah. Basically what I'm saying is I be busting moves.
No question, I will flow off and try to get the door. No question, I will flow off and try to get the door. No question, I will flow off and try to get the door.
No question, I will flow off and try to get the door. Serious. Real, real serious. Bought a 20-year thing. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
I'm a straight rider, you don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police busting at me, but you can't do nothing to me. Clown hoes like it's mandatory. No class, no blurry. My nigga bitch got the game distorted.
hang tight. Me psych and Bogart strapped up the same night. Got problems in hand to make motherfuckers see me. These niggas is jealous, too deep in their hearts, they wanna be me. And now you got me right beside you. Hoping you listen, I catch you paying attention to my ambitions as a rider.
Tupac, most thuggish, ruggish motherfucker that was out there, man.
Yeah.
He was headed for big things, man, Pac.
Most definitely.
I don't know about y'all, but I just want to hear some music. I just want to hear music, y'all, tell you the truth.
I don't know, but, you know, what if, like, I always think about, like, what if none of them passed away? What if Pac ain't die? What if Big ain't die? What if they reunited?
Well,
gang would have been certainly healthier.
Biggie probably be talking the shit that he probably been saying by now.
For real. I always think about that, you know, like, would hip-hop be where it's at? Would all this bullshit rap be around?
Nah, the skill set parameter would have been already set to a level. These guys wouldn't have to coexist. If they was going to coexist, they have to match that skill level, or they have to surpass them. And none of them would be able to do it.
For real. That's the truth.
Yeah, even that's why I hear some music, my G Bird. We'll play enough music.
Let's go, man.
What's up, y'all? Thank you all for watching. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and Instagram. Don't miss what's next. And make sure you like and share, please. Thank you. Make sure you check out my interview with Great Guy, link down below.
Wait a minute. She made her way
into that closet, and there was just enough room for her to get in there. She walked in that closet. The children were walking behind her. She walked in that closet, and she closed the door, and before she talked to the Lord, she said this.
Let's get into it.
Slapper, face breaker.
Great God.
I like to pay a couple respect.
It's C-H-O-P, the best with the pen.
Let's go,
child.
Great God. I like to pay a couple respect.
The ill rapper, grill slapper, face breaker.
Great
God.
You
hear
this
shit,
Dozer?
You are
now listening to
these niggas worry about fucking hoes and getting faded.
What you worry
I'm
about?
Worried about losing the load and getting raided. I see the nigga that I love name on the affidavit, so I cut the left side of his face like he was shaving. I popped up at his crib and told the nigga to fight me. He refused, so I cut his face to the white meat. I spit the razor out my mouth fast, lightning. He screamed when I hit him. The sound he made was frightening. See, niggas gotta start doing shit that's visible.
Yeah.
Never by the bitch, I cut his ass off principle.
Right.
I remember 10th grade being sent to the principal about some shit you did, nigga, but I ain't mention you.
I ain't talk.
We was 16 then, nigga, we 40 plus, so honor and respect at this point, it should be more to us.
More,
but everybody don't live by the code. Salute the ones that never told, never bent, never fold. Now who the illest?
Praise God. I like to pay a couple respect.
The ill rapper, grill slapper, face breaker.
Praise God.
It's C-H-O-P, the best with the pen.
Great God.
I like to pay a couple respect. The ill rapper, grill slapper, face breaker.
Great God.
I like to pay a
great
couple respect. Oh, great God, it's Sammy Jesus coming, what? Man. You better search them.
Yeah.
How you niggas talking so greasy over a church hymn?
How?
Niggas get too big for their britches, knowing I birthed them. Don't make me send someone with the 40 cal to birth them. Niggas talking tough when they know they saw. Pussy, we got paperwork on your boss. I send them boys to your loft and tell them torture you and cut something off. Start with his motherfucking lips, it's all he wanna do is talk. That's the last nigga that I had beef with the Mac did. I let them bullets run through his crib like some bad kids. These niggas only shooting shit in their ad-libs. Tough only when they in the booth. Well, we know the truth. All the drill niggas in your city say he a goof. Nah, he wasn't getting no money before a rapping dude. Before this rap shit, nigga wasn't even in the loop. They gun butt his son. He ain't do shit but spit out his tooth.
Great God.
I like to pay a couple respect. The ill rapper, grill slapper, face breaker.
Thank you all for watching. Make sure you subscribe and stay tuned. Don't miss what's next. Follow us on all platforms. If you'd like to be featured or some promotion or to do an interview, make sure you send me a DM. Let's make it happen. Everyone go to the front page of my YouTube and check out some of the interviews and also the videos. They're really good.
Is there something living deep within the bowels of the earth? Is there some ancient mythical creature about to rise up out of the sea or from somewhere deep underneath the ground?
Survival of the fittest, spit the literature. Sinister assassins, still curriculum with venom in my signature. The clock is ticking every second on the hour. They try to count me out with doubt as bars are mixed with gunpowder. Never second guess my consequence, I grin. Cause I'm alive to win, survive again. Shots of gin mixed with oxygen. Fortunate we scribe the portraits, glorious streets. The auditorium accomplishes without no corporate offices. Prophesizing shit apocalypse when it was toxic in the land of oxen's conscience. Cause many have no choice of options. Destroying you was unavoidable. This noise is from the soil, spoiling your plans to brass saliva to avoid your boils from the snake and never rest it. Faces of death, your exit change complexion of the body off the checklist. Displaying secret bars like trademarks and scars, guards and sewer y'all raw. Check the resume, your reference. Survival of the fittest, spit the literature. Disaster is saliva and there's venom in the signature. Spit the literature. Disaster is saliva and there's venom in the signature.
Survival of the fittest.
Seven deadly venom.
Street literature.
Like a minister,
yeah.
My literature,
yeah.
Literature.
De nacimiento efectivo con la rima. Para coros de cachorro con los cholos en la esquina. Desde moro desmadró su pleito con la policía. Fascinado con la vida, vale madre lo que diga. Fiel a los que amo, salud. Levanta el trago, we good. No falta nada, quebró pan con mis hermanos. Mis enemigos calladitos ya no existen, solo muerte, mala suerte, pobre plebe lo pediste. Navegando por el mundo, como hoy será mi último. Moras buenas rolas, tira bota, got me feeling good. Nunca falta nada, mente sana, no lo quieren ver. Maestro de este arte de la infancia, como puede ser. Oliverato disparando en tu cancha, en el aire levitado como un mago hago magia. Goles solo meto, lo prometo, no los paras. Desde Oxnard, California, represento pa' mi rap.
Survival of the fittest, spit the literature. Disaster is saliva and there's venom in the signature. Spit the literature. Disaster is saliva and there's venom in the signature.
Survival of the fittest.
Flow, seven deadly venom.
Street literature.
Speak like a minister, study my literature.
Survival of the fittest, spit the literature. Disaster is saliva and there's venom in the signature. Spit the literature. Disaster is saliva and there's venom in the signature.
Survival of the fittest.
Flow, seven deadly venom.
Street literature.
Speak like a minister, study my literature.
There's been a lot of reports lately of strange things happening underneath the earth.
Yeah. Schoolboy Radio live from the Matrix. We'll hit you with that fire shit all day, all night. You heard?
All day, every day.
Yeah.
That's how we stand out from the pack.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Time.
I know it's time to go.
Yeah.
Shout out everybody.
Yeah, you know, we got about 3 more minutes to spare, so we want to thank everybody once again for tuning in.
I think next week we got to salute the fallen soldiers, some more fallen soldiers, man, for the Hip Hop 50th, man.
Yeah.
For more people that passed away that people may have forgot.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we definitely should do that.
Who's the first popular rapper? Who's the first popular hip hop person that you know that died? That you heard of died? Who's the first person that's popular that passed away?
For me was Skylar Rock.
Me was MC Trouble.
Me was Skylar Rock. What'd you say, E?
I said for me it was Easy E.
Yeah, we got to represent some more fallen soldiers, man. I'm surprised 50th hip hop ain't do nothing like that for the fallen ones.
Definitely should, you know.
Yeah,
do what we do.
Yeah, another question for y'all. Who have not been mentioned or did no show that you heard of that you like, you know, where the fuck are they at?
Redhead Kingpin. Back in the day, that was one of my favorite artists, Redhead Kingpin, when I was younger.
I'm kind of surprised Jay-Z ain't show his face.
He don't want to show his face, you know?
They done made a bag off the culture. He like, hey, look, I don't need it no more. I guess that's what people feel sort of way. They probably stick their nose up, and they done made all that money, and they're not really giving back. I guess that's their perception.
Showbiz and AG. They ain't getting mentioned. They should be mentioned.
Not just fucking Jay-Z, fucking the whole Rockefeller, none of them niggas.
Nah, you know, the Beanie Siegel, he's done a few shows, you know, Freeway stays busy all the time. You know, they do it for Philly. But, you know, to me, the icons, my icons, you know, is you, Poet, Showbiz, and AG.
Did both of them little dudes die, man? Jump, jump, Mac Daddy Mickey, jump, jump, both of them.
That's both of them. Nah, just one of them. Just one of them. Or like, you know, one of my favorite groups like that was Illegal. I don't know if you remember Illegal.
Yeah.
The group Illegal. You know, they a couple of hip-hop artists that, you know, I thought were great for their time. And they should be mentioned. You know, they was before Beanie Siegel. They was repping Philly. You know, one was from Jersey,
what
one was from Milk. From food.
Damn, I was about to say something, I forgot. Where the fuck is Rob Bass?
That's a good question.
Damn. That's an iconic record. It Takes Two.
Oh, what's his name?
Come on, man.
Milk is chilling. Giz is chilling. What more what can I say? Where they at? Or the Treacherous Three, the Cold Crush Brothers.
I seen them doing Stetsa some shit up in the Bronx.
You know, Stetsa Sonic, you know, shout out Rusty Jux, he just did a song with them. You know, but they need to be mentioned more.
Dude, DOC.
I was just watching Friday, right? And I just noticed the... In a couple of Fridays, they keep making references to Houdini. One of the Fridays, the freaks come out at night. And another Friday, the friends.
Yeah. You know the lead. I think the lead singer of Houdini passed away like 2 years ago, or was it last year?
It was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Dude, if anything, Rupert Records should get more mention. I'm surprised, like, the contribution to EZ, bro. He bought Above the Law, Bone Thugs and Harmony, JJ Fat, Michelle A.
Well, I was watching an interview with Warren G. And Warren G definitely was bigging up Above the Law. You know, these are guys that was prominent in West Coast hip hop, like the Dre's, the Warren G's, all these guys, the Battle Cats. They was all, you know, they was all learning from Above the Law.
Word, man. A lot of people not being mentioned and a lot of people not getting seen, you know.
Yeah,
it's,
once again,
crazy.
Shout out Cocaine. Cocaine, an OG from L.A. You know, he was in the beginning
still doing
there.
His thing.
Still doing his thing for the West Coast movement. Shout out Warren G. Of course, you know, he was real big in the making of the Chronic. And, you know, Dr. Dre's little brother, but he was also learning, but giving his talent to the music and not getting credit for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what happens when niggas don't take care of business. Yeah, take care of your business, man.
You know, you in the studio, you just vibing with your peoples and thinking everything's gonna be cool, y'all just having fun, but y'all not knowing that this is actual business and now you ain't getting credited, you know? Like I was watching the Big Daddy Kane real quick. I was watching the Big Daddy Kane Drink Champs, and Biz Markie was real prominent in the reason that Big Daddy Kane got signed. You know what I'm saying? And you know, shout out to Biz Markie.
Biz brought Kane in.
Yeah.
Back when I battled Kane. Biz did on the beat. I told them, man, I don't want no beat.
That's dope. But you know, shout out to the unspoken of legends, man. That are the reason that other artists got to flourish. They're just not mentioned, you know. There's a lot.
Thanks, Bang.
There's a lot of people out there. So everybody that's in the
line, even if they had one hit, they still deserve to be mentioned because that hit is a hit.
It's in history. Even Ski-Lo, I wish I was a little bit taller.
Word, man. It's like
Ghetto Boys.
You know what I was a little mad about last night, though? I'm going to tell you, at the show last night, is, you know, I respect Blase Blah, but you can't, there's no Blase Blah without P.F. Cutting. P.F. Cutting
no.
is in there. P.F. Cutting. P.F. Cutting produced that whole album. You know? P.F. Cutting should have been there doing that set with him. And, of course, you know, business is business, and they'd be falling out in business, but when you're doing history.
Just like me, man. My whole set was Primo beats.
Yeah, but I'm sure if he was in town and could have made it, he would have been there, you know? It's all about schedules, you know? A lot of people's schedules be different. But
yeah, you got some time to work with whatever they have.
Yeah, for sure.
Got to remember the fallen soldiers, man. I didn't even see Salt and Pepper remember this shit. I ain't see Get in Prayer none of this shit.
Yeah, there's too many layers within this culture, man. For so many people that built the house and not really get their recognition. But we're going to do that
boys.
Next week. We're definitely going to do that next week.
I ain't see Lost Boys and nothing.
But we're going to show love
always,
to them.
You know, you know? always see Melly Mel and the them guys, them niggas always getting taking all the sound.
He was at the MTV Awards.
Yeah. Heard that shit was ratchet.
Bonafide ratchet. Bonafide ratchet. You had to show him some lights or spray.
Heard that shit look like fucking
waste my time.
Spring break. Heard that shit look like spring break.
Yeah, I ain't even waste my time with that shit.
Nah, man. I was surprised they still even had it.
What was it? Video awards? Or?
Yeah, it was the VMA, Video Music Awards. I'm surprised they still even had it.
You know they're going to find a way to bleed the game. They're going to find a way to bleed the game.
It's a trip, though.
But you ain't some Ja Rule. I ain't seen nothing but a lot of people, man. How about the one-hit wonder niggas? Where the one-hit wonder niggas at? I don't consider Rob Bass one hit wonder though. He had a couple of his shit. Rob Bass had anthems. Can't see Naughty by Nature, Hip Hop Parade. Cool, that'd have been perfect.
Oh, what about Paul Rice's Kitchen?
Who?
Paul Rice's Kitchen, that's clan.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of people. A lot of people. I ain't see the Force and D's. They the first niggas harmonizing.
And we want to talk political, right? We talk about Dead Prez. Dead Prez dropped one of the coldest albums I ever heard with Let's Be Free. It's bigger than hip hop.
They don't mention the DJs enough, the graffiti writers enough. You know, graffiti writers and DJs, man, and breakers and the poppers, they made hip hop.
Yeah, that's why I was happy when I seen Crazy Legs get on stage and talk his shit. You know, Crazy Legs was in Beat Street. Ain't nothing more hip hop than that. You know.
Yeah. Pure hip hop.
But yeah, man.
Yeah,
another week
dope night,
in the
night.
Books. Dope show last night. Yeah. Another dope show going on tonight at SOB's. If y'all can catch it, go ahead, head out. And Schoolboy Radio, another dope episode.
Another one for the books, man. So next week we're gonna pay homage to the real fallen soldiers and the real unsung heroes. So definitely check out next week's show. It's gonna be a special one.
No doubt, man. Till next week, man. Scritch Team, Screw Tom, Satan, Screw Chim.
All right.
Let's go.
Who am
I? Yeah. Kush Khan. Mikey Key.
What do you want from me?
Yeah.
She said, give your all to me. I got 3-4 women involved with me.
Right.
I don't care, just don't lie to me. We got it, baby, yeah, we got it. It don't cost you nothing to be solid. We got it, baby, yeah, we got it. It don't cost you nothing to be solid.
You got all that fake shit on you looking for something real. So many on the field trying to be chose. I'd rather chase 100 mil. What you won't do, another motherfucker will. She trying to build, that's how you feel. To keep it a bill, I'd probably kill a couple times. She solid for real, I might chill. But I'ma live my life still. Couple of them, we tight still. One little one with this tight lil. Pussy always giving me white feels. One thing with women in business, don't mix it. It works, so if it ain't broken, don't fix it. If I gave it all to you, what's left for me? It's only in good faith to keep some equity. So many of them wanna get next to me. First question that I ask when they message me is,
what do you want from me?
Really?
She said, give your all to me. I got 3-4 women involved with me. I don't care, just don't lie to me. We got it, baby, yeah, we got it. It don't cost you nothing to be solid. We got it, baby, yeah, we got it. It don't cost you nothing to be solid.
We got it, niggas got deep pockets. We ain't really fucking with him, cause he is God. Niggas got rich off of women, they can't stand it. Remember hitting licks and hopping the beach transit. Niggas looking stagnant, me I keep expanding. Came up out the bricks, but now I got the keys to mansion. When it come to bricks, I be the one the fans demanding. Selling hard tickets from Atlantic to the Atlantic. I'm a hood nigga, but I like my bitch fancy. You can tell she's different from the fabric of the panties. And when I get a million, man, that shit feel like a Grammy. I can give a fuck if all these people understand me. I'll trade it all if that shit bring back my grandkids. I'll trade it all if this shit can free my family. That money feel good when it's sitting in your pocket. But little do you know it costs nothing to be solid. It costs nothing.
What do you want from me? She said give your all to me. I got 3-4 women involved with me. I don't care, just don't lie to me. We got it, baby, yeah, we got it. It don't cost you nothing to be solid. We got it, baby, yeah, we got it. It don't cost you nothing to be solid.